thoughts. So there's a very interesting thing, is that by the Seder, Kriyas Yam Suf is played down very much. It's not. Right. It's you know, we do. You can't say you don't mention it because in the Dayenu you mention it. Ilu Koralanu Esayom. V'lo yehavi ranu b'soichay becharava. And the truth is that I shouldn't really say it's played down. It's mentioned that the brisa of how many makos did the Mitzrayim suffer at the Yam? 200, right. 250. It's a little bit garichus. You go and you darsh and darsh and darsh and four times 10, 200 right. and 250. So the truth really is you do dwell on it. You do dwell on it. Can't deny that. By the way, the Rambam makes no mention of this. The Rambam completely omits any mention whatsoever of Kriyas Yam Suf. It's mash from the Rambam that Kriyas Yam Suf does not belong at all at the Seder. The Seder, you only focus on the Yitzias Mitzrayim because he makes no mention of the Braisa of Kama Makos Loku Bayom. That's really the main part of the Seder, the Haggadah, where you dwell upon the Makos, what the Kriyas Yam Suf. But even there, even in the Braisa that mentions, this is a little interesting, even the Braisa in the Haggadah, where you mention Kriyas Yam Suf, the focus is not what Hashem did for us. The focus is how the Egyptians suffered. When we sing the Shira, Oz Yoshe Moshe Vnei Yisrael, I mean, the main focus is us, is the miracles, the salvation. Okay, it happens to be the Egyptians suffered. I mean, that's what happened. They were destroyed. But the main point is the Yam split, and we pass through. Oz Yoshe Moshe Shira Hashem Ki Goy Oy Go Sus V'Roich Voy. Okay, we mention. It's primarily about us. It's not so much, the focus is not about the punishment, the suffering that came to the Egyptians. In the Haggadah, when we do dwell upon Kriyas Yam Suf, there's only one thing we dwell upon. How many makos did the Egyptians suffer? Was it 10? Was it 200? Was it 250? And we darshan the psukim. Wait a minute. That's what Kriyas Yam Suf is all about. Okay, good. They suffered 250 makos. Gesunte heit. The whole Hashem split the Yam. You crossed. You were spared. You were saved. It's totally ignored. The only hemshuch of Kriyas Yam Suf that is dwelt upon in the Lila of the Seder is the punishment to the Egyptians. And the proof really is we don't say the Shira. I mean, why don't we say the Shira? What's the problem? If you're going to say Nishmas, and you're going to say Yishtabach, and you're going to say Halal, and you're going to say Halal HaGadol, the 26th, Hoidu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Li'olam Chasto, so what's the big deal? Throw in Oz Yashir. Especially Oz Yashir, to a degree, is much more relevant to Kriyas Yam Suf than everything else. And yet, that's not the focus. So why not? So Pasha Pasha, the reason why it's not the focus is because the God to Levincha Leimor Bavur Zeosah Hashem Li. Wait, what is it? It says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk Bayom Ahu. Yeah. It says in the pasuk. I already forgot the pasuk. The pasuk by Yitzias Mitzrayim by the Haggadah is what Hashem did on that day.
Yeah.
On that day. So the focus is this is not what happened on that day. So let's not dwell. Oh, but what's the other pasuk? There's another pasuk that says specifically somewhere. I already forgot. It says specifically about the Yitzias Mitzrayim. By Yom Ahu Leimor, Vigata Levincha, By Yom Ahu
Leimor.
Oh, so it's By Yom Ahu. There's an emphasis on the day, on specifically on Tesvav, not what happened 7 days later. Right, that's a side point. Okay, but so I want to try to say a chiddush. An idea is that the shira is not halal. Shira Sayam. Listen, the pasuk says it's shira. You can't deny that it's shira. Okay, you can't deny that it's shira. How can you? Because it says Oz Yashir. But it's a different type of shiur because it's written b'loshon osid. Oz. Oz means then. Oz means when in the future. Right. Las lava. So what kind of shiur is this really? It's a tefillah. It's a shira, but it's a shira that is being said as a bakosha. There are shiras that are said to reflect upon the past, and then there are shiras that are composed. It's a different type of shira. It's a shira whose emphasis is prayer. How do I know that? Why do I want to say this? Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam, every Shabbos, the Levim sang Shira, and they sang Shira. This is a very big, mystery. Let's take a step back. It's a very big mystery. What is the Levim sang Shira every morning when they brought the Talmud Shalbein Harbayim, and we have in the Siddur Bayom Harishon Hayomim Hayom Yom Rishon Shabo Hayom Yom Rishon Meshabbos Shabo Hayomim Halavim Bamikdash. Every single day we recite the Shira that the Levim sang on that day, Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, when they brought the Talmud Shel Shachar. We say it every single day. What about Mincha? When they brought the Talmud Shel Ben Harboyim, they certainly sang Shira. So what did they sing? So you'll suggest they said the same thing. Whatever they said in the morning, they said in the afternoon. Question, why then don't we say the Shira when we daven Mincha? Now that's not a kasha, obviously. We Ashkenazim daven just Ashrei, Shemona Esrei. But Nusach Sfard, they say Korbanos.
Yeah, Eretz Yisrael Ashkenaz says Korbanos too.
So they say the whole thing, they say the whole getup. So why don't they say, or why don't even we say the Shira? When the Mincha is connected to the Tamishal Ben Harbayim, so we should say the Shira. Why don't we say the Shira? It's, and even when you say korbanos, there is no zecher of shira in the afternoon for the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim. This is a very, very big mystery. It's a big, big mystery. So and also, what do they say? Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash HaYakayim. There's so many different opinions. Some say the most fascinating thing is that they decided on that day what they wanted to say. It was like current events. In the morning, it's fixed. Kavu v'kaima, you can't change it. In the afternoon, the Beis Din Shel Kohanim read the New York Times, Kaviyachol, and they saw what was going on in the world, and they selected, based upon current events, this is the appropriate Shira for today. And being that Bizman is that we don't have anyone that can do that, we don't have anyone. There's no, they used to do the same thing for the Haftarah. The rabbi would select what right. They're going to lane. They did the same thing for the Shira Bein Harbayim. They selected based upon current events. That's the way it was designed. It's designed that it shouldn't be so rigid every day, the same thing. There has to be some creativity. So the rabbi, the Bez and Shel Kohanim, would select in the afternoon what exactly they want to say sing for the Shira. Okay, that was the entire week, but Shabbos was an exception. Shabbos, in the afternoon, Bein Harbayim, by the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim, it's the Ferish Gemara Masechet Hashana, the Shira of the Levim was Oz Yashir Moshe Uvenei Yisrael. That was the Shira. They sang Shiras Moshe on Shabbos. So what's the pshat? Why would they sing that Shira? So I just want to suggest, and I'm just a basic observation. I daven in a shtibel on Shabbos. Shabbos mincha every Shabbos, usually I daven in a shtibel, and they're very makbid on this. I don't know if they're makbid, but this is what you know by Hasidim. I never knew this until I started davening here a number of years ago. It's a very big rebbe inyan that the rebbe does everything Shabbos mincha. The rabbi, where I go in the shtibel, he's a spink, one of the spink rabbis. There are like 10 of them, at least 10 spink rabbis, and he's one of them. And Shabbos Mincha, he davens every Shabbos Mincha, only the late Mincha, the Mincha that's like right up against Shkia.
Right.
He does everything. He first says Korbanos for 10 minutes, almost not for at least 5 minutes, almost 10 minutes, who knows. And then Ashrei, and then Uvalet Zion, and then he says Kaddish. And then he takes out his Shabbos talis and he puts it on with a bracha. You know, he's a Rebbe, so he wears a whole getup. And then he takes out this big Shabbos talis with this massive Atara, and he makes a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, like slow. And he does the whole thing. He whips both ways. And then he says, Vani Sefilas Ilucha Shemei Shratzain Elokim Berev Chazdecha. And he says, he has this thing that they say the word Eis Ratzon three times. Vani Sefilas Ilucha Shemei Shratzain Eis Ratzain Eis Ratzain. The guy that sits next to me, we always count. Eis Ratzain. Because he says it very loud and slow. And we always count to each other. We pick Eis Ratzain Eis Ratzain. And then he takes out the Sefer Torah, and then he lanes. And also he has a little teeny Sefer Torah. It's not so ay ay ay. It's not so kosher. It's kosher, I guess, but it's, you know, it's the Messiah. So he lanes from his little Sefer Torah. Shabbos, exactly. He wouldn't lane from this any other time. No way. It's mamish on the edge of being kosher. But this, obviously, the Sefer Torah has a lot of meaning to him. And he lanes. And you know, he doesn't get an aliyah though. That's very interesting. Why Taka doesn't he get an aliyah? He does everything else. I don't know why.
He doesn't think it's a kosher sefer.
Ooh, you're saying something very good. You're saying something very scary. One day I'm gonna have the chutzpah to ask him why he doesn't take an aliyah. And then he does hagbah. And then he davens all davening. And from what I understand. But all the rabbis do this. Shabbos mincha, rava de rava. It is the zman, the spitz of tefillah.
Right.
Rava de rava.
That comes from Elio Anovi, yeah.
It's the spitz of tefillah. It's the last tefillah of the week. It's the gemar of the 7 days of the week. Shabbos mincha is the gemar. It's the crown of tefillah. Mincha is the last tefillah. And Mamela, the Rebbe, does a full service. I remember it was one week when he was there. I don't know what happened. He maybe wasn't feeling well, or I don't remember what it was. Maybe that happened early. And there's a guy there in the shul, a chosh of a guy. So he told him, you know, I davened or whatever. You can daven. So the guy wasn't really interested. So he goes, I'm giving you mamish gold. I'm giving you Shabbos mincha, rava de rava. You got, you know, it's the Rebbe Shah, you can do the whole thing if you want. You can do the whole thing, the whole service. All right. And now also, why do you put on the talis? Because this always struck a chord with me from Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin, they have a minug, which I don't think they do anywhere else. The very makbid that whoever davens for the amud has to cover their head with the talis, even a bocher. It's unheard of. In the Welt, a bachur does not cover his head with a talis. It is miyuchud for someone who is married. No one does this. No one. In Chaim Berlin, I don't know why, but the minhag there is, whoever davens for the amud, a bachur, covers his head. Only in the main base medrash. Not in all of the satellite minyanim. But in the main base medrash, there, when you daven for the amud, a bachur, during the week, anytime a bachor, you have to cover your head with the talis. Why? So it was explained to me, because the tzura of tefillah is covering your head with the talis. How do you know this? From Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem, when Moshe went to Shemayim and Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. It says in the Gemara, Nisatef Hakadosh Baruch Hu betalis kishliach tzibur. So when Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven, and taught him the koyach, the midas of rachamim, it says beferish, Hashem enveloped himself, nis'atef Hashem with a talis. So from there you learn that the tzura of tefillah is for the shliach tzibur to be enveloped in a talis. Now even though we don't do this, no one does this, but at least, for some reason, I don't know where this comes from. Maybe this was they did in Slobodka. I have no idea. Well, they didn't. They do Chaim Berlin. A lot of the things are not minagor. It's baloney. It's what they did in Slobodka. Rav Chutna did in Chaim Berlin what he did in Slobodka. He was very, very enamored was very taken by Slobodka. It had a very, very big effect on him. And he just copied whatever they did in Slobodka. He made them do something. I don't know. I really know. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever they do. So it strikes me that by Nusach Sfard, they don't wear a talis. I mean, this is by the Rebbe Minyanim, not by regular Minyanim, but by the Rebbe Minyanim, the very Makbid, you don't wear a talis for Ashrei, by Shabbos Mincha, and Uvolid Sidn Chatzi Kaddish. Then, when you come to say the words, Va'ani Sefilosi L'cho Hashem Eis Ratzoin, we're now holding by the spitz of Tefillah. This is the crown of Tefillah. Now you put on a talis. You nis'atev with a talis, as a shliach tzibur, just like Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu. It's also interesting because Moshe Rabbeinu died Shabbos Mincha.
Right.
So you say Tzidkos Chatzedek at the end. And you basically, what you're doing is, in the beginning, you're reenacting that moment, one of the greatest moments of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. When Moshe was mispalel for Klal Yisrael, it's like a legacy to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's like a tribute to Moshe Rabbeinu. You take out the talis. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu was successful in being mispalel that Hashem should forgive Klal Yisrael, and he succeeded. He succeeded in Hashem teaching Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. And the way Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim was by dressing himself up in the talis. So the point I want to make over here is that you see that and just giving the examples is that Shabbos Mincha is a intense moment of tefillah. It's the spitz of tefillah. Therefore, it's not a coincidence that Bizman Shabbos Hamidrash Yekayim, when they brought the Talmid Shel Ben Harabayim on Shabbos, the Shira was Oz Yashir. Oz Yashir, Moshe V'nei Yisrael. Why did they select that Shira? Obviously, that Shira is not just your regular Shira. I mean, Oz Yashir, it's a song. There are many different ways that we pray this. Hallel. There's all the Hallelujah, all the Hallelujahs, and there's the Hallel Gadol, and there's the regular Hallel. But Shira Sayam has a dimension to it of prayer. When we saw what was possible, we have an appetite for more. Kriyas Yam Suf, we know we went out prematurely. I'll tell you a very, very, go off on a tangent, talking to you colloquially, casually, is, think about it, everyone knows the part that really we were supposed to be in Egypt for 400 years. Hashem hastened the Geula because if we remained there a little bit longer, we would have sung into level number 50 and we would not been zechut, we would have sung. So Hashem took us out prematurely. The Chacham says, more ho'avoida azois, whatever the nusach is, the Chacham asked the question, what should you really say to the Chacham, or to the Chacham? Ilu ho'yasham, lo ho'yanigal. If you, the Chacham, who is sincere and wants to know about all the mitzvahs, ha'edus, ha'chukim, v'ha'mishpatim, if you were in Egypt, lo ho'yanigal, you would not be redeemed for a good reason, because you would be able to stick it out to the very end of 400 years. And then you would be completely purified, and then you would be ready for Mashiach. So it's interesting, you say, and who do you say this to? You say this to the Rasha in a negative way. If you were there, forget it. You wouldn't go, you would die, you would, nothing would happen of you. What are you supposed to say to the Chacham, to the Rasha? Korban Pesach. In the Torah, the correct pasuk that you say to the Chacham is, Va'amartem zevach pesachu, asher posach Hashem abote b'nei Yisrael, b'nokva yis v'sham v'yis v'tenu hitzil. Who do you really say that to, that pasuk? To the Chacham. Va'af ato emerloi, ki hilchois ha-pesach, ein maftidin achar ha-pesach afikoymen. So it comes out that what you say to the Rasha, the answer you give to the Rasha, is the answer you really should give to the Chacham. And when you say to the Chacham, is the answer that you should really give to the Rasha. And to a certain degree, that's really what you're doing. You're talking. You're talking. You're talking to each of them indirectly. You don't talk to them directly. They all ask questions. So the father wants to answer the chacham, and the way he answers the chacham is he says to the rasha, "Ilu hayasham lo hayaniga." But that's really the answer to the chacham, and the chacham should be wise to understand that you're a good guy. If you were there, you would suffer even more. You would suffer more so that you wouldn't need to go through any more suffering later. And to the rasha, you talk to him indirectly by talking to the chacham. You talk to the chacham, you tell him about Karban Pesach. Okay, that was a side point. Now going back to Oz Yashir, the very fact that the Gemara says, the Gemara is very interesting, the Gemara does not tell us at all what the Nusach, what Shira we sing, the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, the 6 days of the week. The only Shira that it's mentioned in the Gemara that is sung for the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim is Shabbos. Shavi'i. Yom HaShavi'i. Day 7. When? At the end. The very end. By Mincha. By the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. That is a revelation that the Shira of Moshe is not so much a Shira, it's more of a tefillah. It's a tefillah for the future. And the tefillah is a result of after the emuna. We have the principle, kol ha-soymech gu'ula l'tefillah. You have to be soymech gu'ula l'tefillah. And the Rabbeinu Yoyna says, what does it mean soymech gu'ula l'tefillah? What is emuna? What is a gu'ula have to do with tefillah? And Rabbeinu Yoyna, the most famous Rabbeinu Yoyna, says, it doesn't really mean the Geula, it means the Emuna in the Geula. As it says by the Shira, Vayaminu Bahashem uveMoshe Avdo. The Emuna that they drew out of the Geula, this is an absolute prerequisite for davening. You cannot daven to Hashem if you don't have Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, right before you say the Shira, Oz Yoshe Moshe Vnei Yisrael, you conclude with Emuna. And then you go into Oz Yashir. And Oz Yashir is Oz in the future. Even though we mentioned, you know, it's called a Shira, but it's more of a tefillah. It's a different type of Shira. It's a Shira begeder tefillah. Again, the proof is, you have Hakdaba Emuna, Semech Gula tefillah, and the proof is Shabbos Mincha, which is the spitz of tefillah. And some will say that Brich Shmei, the Iker Brich Shmei, was meant to be said Shabbos Mincha. That's the Zman to say Brich Shmei. During the weekday, we say during the week also, but really it used to be.
He says that in many Yisrael Torah, he mentions that.
Why? Because Shabbos Mincha, this is the Zman of Tefillah. This is the Iker Zman of Tefillah. So it comes out, everything comes out from this is that Oz Yashir is a Tefillah. It's a tefillah that is after you get your appetite wet. After you go through Yitzias Mitzrayim, you go through the entire experience, the 7 days, now it's like to be continued. It's a prayer to Hashem that this revelation that we've experienced, it should go to the next level. You should take it to the next level. It's a tefillah. Therefore, it's not appropriate to say Oz Yashir a Lel Seder. It's premature. You can't say Oz Yashir until you first experience the Yetziah. When Pesach is over, it's now the end. Now we've experienced it. Now what? What's next? Now the next level. Oz Yashir Moshe, just like in Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was first the Yetziah. Then they came to the Yam. After the Yam split, they had survived. Then they said they were mispalel. Shviya Shel Pesach is a day of tefillah. It's a day of tefillah to go going forward to the next level, and that's why it's not focused on. Even we don't focus, we don't say it, and even when we mention it, we only mention it in regard to punishment, not in regard to what Hashem did for us on the night of the Seder. But at the end. Now we come to a zman when we are mispalel. Okay, that was one one idea. I'll just tell you, but there are kids, some other things I wanted to say, some ideas, is that it's from all the holidays. Think about it, all the holidays. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot. Which holiday pays tribute to women? Women is a good drasha for Nashim more than any other holiday. Shvi Shel Pesach. Now you'll say, why? Because it's the only one where it explicitly says, Vatikach Miriam esatoif biyada vateitzene chol hanoshim acharecha besufim uvim cholois vatalohem shira. I know you can find Noshim everywhere. You can find them in Pesach, you know, Yitzias Mitzrayim is in Zchus, Noshim is Konihois, and you can find Rosh Hashanah, you know, you name it. Everything is about the women. Women, the Egel, the other ones, the Yom Kippurim, the other ones that didn't sing with the Noshim. Okay, very good, 100%. But it's explicit. Shavi Shel Pesach, the Noshim are explicit. Vatikach Miriam Achos Anis Atoif Biyoda Vateitzene Chol Hanosh Machadech B'Zimim Cholos. You can't get better than that. It's mamish out in the open. A remez to Noshim. Okay, another idea I wanted to tell you is Nechama. We already spoke about this. This is very interesting, this idea. We don't say Hala. Why don't we say Hallel Shri Yishol Pesach? And even the Chol HaMoed, Ma'ase Yodai, Tovu Bayom, Ve'atem Oim Shira. So what does it mean, Pashup Shat? It means the Egyptians, the wicked, wicked Egyptians, after all of their wickedness, are still considered human beings. They are the creation of God. And God does not have pleasure when his creation is destroyed. Therefore we can't say Shira. Therefore the Malachi Hashores can't say Shira. We maybe can say because we don't say, actually we don't say Shir because we only say Chatzei Challah. That's the Poshut Pshat. I saw here in the Dvorkis, the Sefer, he quotes, I don't know, I can't remember the details of it, but he quotes, what exactly is the Girsa? Is the Girsa, there are two Girsois in the Rishonim. Ma'ase in the Gemara actually, Ma'ase Yodai Tov'u or Tov'in Bayam. I think we'll check it in more precision. And he basically says, he comes out, I'm not saying the way he says it, but this is, I'm saying it a little different, a little more down-to-earth, and the approach he has is a little more Kabbalistic, but a more down-to-earth shot is, the ones that sunk in the yam, Ma'ase Yodai Tovu, let me see if I can find the Ginosa. The Ma'ase Yodai that Tovu is not referring to the Egyptians. It is referring to the Jews. Paro said, "Kol habein hayiloid hayoira tashlichuhu." Because the and what did Hashem do? This says in Yisro is kibad davar asher zodu aleihem midah keneged midah. You destroyed my people by taking the male children and drowning them in the yam. Mida, connected Mida, you will drown in the Yam. So, in a nutshell, the idea is to sing Shira to Hashem when Hashem punishes somebody because of Mida, connected Mida, is not appropriate. It's a tremendous chiddush. When do you sing Shira to Hashem? You sing Shira for bonuses. When Hashem does for you extra special things, Hashem gives you the Torah, Hashem gives you the mon, Hashem gives you sukkos, Hashem makes a Chanukah miracle for you. When Hashem does for you miracles, gives you bonuses that you don't deserve, l'malam derech hateva or derech hateva, then you sing shira. But when Hashem brings about miracles to punish somebody, because of Mida Keneged Mida. And the way it all started was because they committed a crime of murder, of destroying Hashem's Ma'ase Yadav, even though they deserve to be punished. For that you don't sing Shira. And maybe to refine it, if the Egyptians or anyone, any enemy of Klal Yisrael would do harm, but they wouldn't destroy Klal Yisrael. they wouldn't destroy Klal Yisrael. They would attempt, like let's say the miracle of Hanukkah. Hanukkah was a war. They didn't actually kill anyone. That wasn't the goal. I'm sure they did kill probably, but they didn't actually. The goal wasn't to destroy Hashem's creation. Their goal was to de-sanctify the world. So what happened? Hashem came and struck back. Hashem destroyed them. But the punishment was not begeder midah keneged midah. And even if it was begeder midah keneged midah, okay, you have to refine that. I shouldn't say that because everything is midah keneged midah. But it wasn't the midah keneged midah that started. The valley did not start because the enemy wanted to destroy Hashem's masa yoda. So then you can say halal. But when the midah keneged midah is built upon an event where the enemy wanted to destroy Hashem's masa yodai, so then when we're singing Shira, what are we really singing Shira over? That our own brethren died. If we're going to sing Shira that Hashem destroyed the Egyptians, in essence, that Shira is you're singing a song to Hashem that the Jewish people, the Jewish babies, were drowned in the Yam. That you don't do. You don't sing Shira to Hashem, say Halal to Hashem, that Hashem punished the enemy, when the punishment was a result of Mida Keneged Mida, where they took our people and they drowned them in the Yam. That's what it means, Masa Yodai. Masa Yodai, Tovu Bayom. The Jewish babies were drowned in the sea. And because of that crime, Hashem had to come and punish the Egyptians, Mida Keneged Mida, and throw them into the sea. That you don't sing Shira for. If they would have tried to harm us, just to enslave us and afflict us, but not destroy Hashem's Masa Yodai, and then Hashem would strike back, Mida Keneged Mida, then you would sing Shira. Then when your enemies are defeated, you would sing Shira. But a Shira that is coming because it's punishment of Mida Keneged Mida, where they attempted to destroy Hashem's Masa Yodai, us, that type of event you don't sing Shira for. Creates a whole new approach. The understanding of
it fits in, you know, it fits in. Rabbi Alpert in his Sefer, he darshans that how we don't say halal, you know, the whole halal on Pesach, on Shirish or Pesach, because of what you just said, my seal that Tavibiyam, Vatem Amushira. But who is it talking about? Vatem Omri, who is the Atem? Said it's the Malach the Ashurist. The Malachi Ashurist, they want, when they saw the Kriyas Yamsuf, so they wanted to sing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Masa Yodai Tovu B'Yom, because the truth of the matter is, Oz Yoshir Moshe Ubnei Yisrael. Moshe did, Bnei Yisrael did sing. They sang, Masa Yodai Tovu B'Yom, and they sang Shira. They said, Oz Yoshir Moshe Ubnei Yisrael is Hashira Azot. So why don't we say Hallel? He said, it was God was saying to the Malachim, the Jews who left Mitzrayim, they have a right to sing Shira because they are the ones saved. They put their life on the line. They are the ones who suffered. What did you do? You Malachim, you were in danger? No. So Masa Yodai Tovu B'Yom Batem Omrim Shira. And you're going to say Shira. What for?
Right, that's like a different type of art. That's a different approach, Lishtagoy. Okay, that's
so they have a right. They sang Shira. Bnei Yisrael sang Shira.
Because they were the victims. Right. The victim can sing Shira. Someone who's not a victim can't sing. Right. That's not right. That's a different approach. That's a different approach. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you just two other very short days, not along this, is what's unique about Shira Shal Pesach. So someone told me this morning is that the Shira is the first time we find Klal Yisrael had they had their own courage. They had the nusach of the Shira is Ashira la Hashem Kigo, I will sing. They made their own decisions. It's the first time we find Klal Yisrael behaving as Bnei Choyrin. A slave with a slave mentality. I follow orders. When you live as a slave, you just that's what you do. You follow orders. A free man, he innovates. He's the one who makes the decisions. The nusach of the Shira, Moshe, Oz, Yashir, Moshe, Moshe, all of a sudden, also, Moshe also. He's an innovator. He's speaking on his own. Uvinei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael joined Moshe in, you're a free man. You don't take orders. You give the orders. There was a confidence. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Like, you know, like the famous verse is, what's the chilek between Moshe and Aaron? The chilek is, Moshe took the Jews out of Egypt. Aaron took Egypt out of the Jews. Yitzias Mitzrayim was Hashem took us out of Egypt. But for those 7 days, we were still in slave mentality. We're just waiting for someone else to give us orders. Kriyas Yamsuf put into Klal Yisrael, Kriyas Yamsuf took Mitzrayim out of Bnei Yisrael. That's the chilek. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the day number one was Moshe, where Hashem took Moshe, is where Moshe took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Shavi Yisrael Pesach is really Aaron. How do you know it's really Aaron? Because it says by Miriam, Vatikach Miriam, Achois Aaron, Esatoif Biyada. Why does it say that Miriam is the sister of Aaron? Okay, I know what Rashi says. Rashi says because she's, you know, but you know that's a very nice answer after the fact.
Right.
You're working backwards. What is she's the sister of Aaron? Kriyas Yamsuf was Aaron, because what Kriyas Yamsuf really did for Klal Yisrael is it took Egypt out of them. They already left Egypt, but they still lived with this mentality of Egyptians. Kriyas Yamsuf showed them, you're not Egyptians anymore. It took Egypt out of the Jews. That was Aaron's avoda. And Miriam is now called the Achois Aaron in that respect. Avad and Moshe Rabbeinu did everything, but it's a different focus. It's a different focus. All right. I'll tell you one other quick thing is the Haftarah of Shiras David. We just spent this whole Tekufa. We're learning Shiras David, and that's the Haftarah of Shvi Shel Pesach. We learned the Tehillim. So on the first day of Pesach, the Haftarah of Shiras David, and it's come out the same thing, a couple of changes in the words, and there's one pasuk that for some reason I don't know why it always strikes me. Anafta bi vatenachameni. Hashem, you were angry at me, but you comforted me. Towards the middle, a little bit towards the middle of the Shira. Ki onafta bi vatenachameni. You were angry at me, but you gave me comfort. And the truth is, the whole story of the Shibud in Mitzrayim, Hashem was angry. There was a charo enough. The fact that Klal Yisrael had to suffer in Mitzrayim for 400 years, Bamoeda, was a geder of anger. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The whole mahus of Kriyas Yamsuf was on the chomo. Shvi Yisrael Pesach is the geder vatenachameni. It's a din of nechama. Before I try to say it, was the whole din of Shvi Yisrael Pesach is din of tefillah. The Yitzir now is din of tefillah. Shvi Yisrael Pesach is a geder of vatenachameni. How do you know this? Because what is this? This is a drush. The drush is vahi b'shalach pari etzom. No, the Jews left Egypt. V'loy nechama elokim. Hashem did not have comfort. It's too easy. It's not enough. Hashem was angry. Hashem had tsar. The Klal Yisrael suffered so much. And here there were 10 makos. The Egyptians suffered. Their economy has been destroyed. The Bechoros are dead. But you know something? V'loy nochom elokim. You have to take it out of context. It's a real chassidus drush. Take it out of context. V'loy Nochom Elokim. Hashem did not have comfort. This is not enough. The Egyptians, they caused you so much pain. There has to be a din v'cheshbon. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about the whole Maisa to bring them to the Yam and to obliterate them in order that Hashem should have comfort. And where Hashem has comfort, we have comfort. On nafta bi vatenachameni. You were angry at me, but when the anger subsided, not only did you take care of us, you gave us nechama. You gave us nechama. You provided nechama. You know, I don't know the vocals. I don't know how the whole vocal. I don't know how you translate those words. Hashem says, I'm afraid the Jewish people will have comfort. And it's premature. They deserve real comfort. Now Hashem, okay, you have the skill to do this, to darshan the words. Hashem was not happy that the people were satisfied. The people get used to things very quickly. All right, we were slaves, we suffered, we left. Hashem, no, I'm not happy. I want you to be angry. I don't want my people to have comfort. I want my people to be hurt. They should feel the pain. They should remember what happened, and they should demand justice. Okay, you have to play with the words there because you have to play. But the word of nechama appears three times in the laning. Number one, v'loy nechama elokim, pen yinochem ha'am, and in the haftorah, onafta bi vatenachameni. All right, I'm cleaned out, Rabbi Mayevsky.
Moshe told me one cute thing. It says, why in Dayenu, why do you list everything individually? He gave him, the Rebbe that said this, he said, he gave it like, you come to somebody's house for a weekend.
Yeah.
And you're ready to leave.
Yeah.
And you say to him, thanks, I had a lovely time. Thank you for the weekend. Or you could say, the sleeping arrangements were fantastic. The food was amazing. The bed was so soft. And, you know, you start delineating each individual thing. It's a lesson in manners. In other words, thank you for taking us out of Mitzrayim, but you start to list each individual thing. You needed everything. You're not saying Dayenu, really, but, you know, for each individual thing. But you're listing it because it's better manners. It's teaching us how to behave. Thanks for the bed. Thanks for the food. Thanks for the pajamas he gave me or whatever. You know, whatever it is. It was raining. He gave me a raincoat. You start listing every little thing separately and to show you thanks for everything. It was just a cute little individual thing. But, there's a lot of good stuff there. You triggered something that I forgot that I wanted to say, but very good. I like that they talk about what you said was that you took Mitzrayim out of us, and that's Rabbi Alfred made one of his few gematrias that he has in his Sefer, and it makes sense now because he put it in perspective. He doesn't see this early on, but in the Dvarim, it says, Lokachas lo goy mikerv goy. Goy mikerv goy is gematria Mitzrayim. 3:8. So he says, in other words, they at the first, when they first accepted, it doesn't fit in for what you said at the end. But when the Bnei Yisrael left out of Mitzrayim, they had the Egyptian in them.
Right.
But at the end of 40 years in the Midbar, Moshe saw finally this generation that was actually going into Eretz Yisrael because they finally had Mitzrayim taken out of them. That's Lokakas lo goy mikerub goy, which is Mitzrayim. That's why what I said early on, years ago, was that Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzei Elachov, the pasuk before says Vayigdal Hayelet. The next pasuk, literally, the next pasuk says Vaydal Moshe, Vayetzei Elecha. But now Moshe grew up. He took the Mitzrayim was taken out of him. Vayach Moshe. So up in the palace, one of the Mepharshim said that, Taka, what do you mean now suddenly he went out? It said that Basparu never let him out of the palace. This was his first time in his life he was allowed to go out. And that's what he saw. So now he literally, it was a growing experience at this point because he was overcome by his own people being, he saw for the first time in his life what he knew he was a Jew. And now he saw for the first time what they were going through. He experienced it. So now it's Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetzei Elecha. So that was Vayaches HaMitzri. It wasn't, it's the significance of hitting the Mitzri was he just lost it. In other words, the Mitzri left him. All the 18 years were swept away. If you say he was 18, I mean, whatever, you know. But that's, that I've said before. But that fits into that, but I like that. That's a good topic for a speech. for people in Golas. Very good. Shkoyach.
Okay, thank you very much for coming. Thank you very, very much.
I know, I'm glad. I just wanted to see if all of a sudden I know I was sitting and doing something, you know, when I eat, when I sit down to eat something, I always take a safer, so maybe I'll see something. But then all of a sudden I saw when I turned on my phone, I saw that you said 10:30, 11:30, it was 10:28, so I turned on the phone.
Thank you
all
very
right,
much
so
for
have
coming.
Have a good couple of days, and very good, very good. So
okay.
It'll be a good part of the Yiska speech, maybe. Okay.
Okay, be well. Good yom tov, thank you.
Good morning, Rabbi Levine.
Good morning, how are you?
I saw too late.
All right, don't worry about it.
Yeah. All right.
How's Yom Tov? How's Eretz Yisrael? How is Eretz Yisrael doing? How is it going there?
Was it she talking about Baruch Hashem. Beautiful. Baruch Hashem. You know what happened to me? I'm, you know, like by the Seder, there's a reason why we count off Kadeh, Shurachatz, Kapas, Yachatz. In my case, we got to Shulchan Aruch. We were so tired. And while I was in the middle of benching, my wife wasn't benching it. She said, "You forgot the Afikoma."
Ooh.
So.
It's a big shiloh. It's a very big shiloh what to do. What did you do?
So I went downstairs. There's Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik's son is a neighbor. So he said that the best thing is to just wash, eat the Afikoma, and bench again.
Yeah. Some say you don't do it. Some say there's no need to do it. You already ate matzah.
Yeah.
Some say.
I wasn't sure because I thought maybe that's the brachah in the
Sri. Right. It's a big machlekes apayskim what to do. It's a big shiloh. I think what was the issue of doing it again, of washing it? It's not because brachah in Sricha. Well, there's another problem. Yeah. What's the problem? I don't remember. You know, there's another issue. There's a very big issue. I don't remember what it is. I forgot. It's machlekes apayiskim. So you did probably what is the most, what's that's, I guess what the olam does. They wash again and they bench. Why
that,
couldn't...
That's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
So he says, is it talking Mishnah Berurah says?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, it happens. Listen, that's why this is Mishnah
Berurah. He said to me, it's the second time he's heard about this.
That's why there's a Mishnah Berurah. Anything that can happen will happen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It does happen.
He said the second time you heard it, he said the first time you heard it was it happened to his father.
Really?
Yeah.
Aaron Soloveitchik?
Yeah, I don't know if he wants the word to get out, but he told me that, yeah.
Wow. You see? You're in good company.
Yeah.
You're in very good company. Congratulations.
Yeah, so anyway. But so it's very interesting in here, like just shopping and everything, that I went to a store.
Eliezer, thank you for coming. Thank you very much. A good Yom Tov.
So I went to a store that had the regular American brand macaroons.
Yeah.
I see sign. I see thing on there. Kosher Pesach la ofle kitnyot. So I figured, that doesn't make sense. What's kitnyot? It's these regular American macaroons. So it was a mystery. You know, nobody knew why. You know that they
Well, it was on the box or in the store.
In other words, they had the regular OU, and then I had another one. I had a local one. And said, so anyway, what I found out was, is like a sticker. It was a sticker. So anyway, what I found out was, is that the Mashgiach, if he's not familiar with the product, if he's not familiar with the product, rather than research it, if he thinks it's kitnyot, he'll slap that on.
Irresponsible. Derelict in his duties.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you have to look at everything twice because the country's spotty dominant, so everything is a lot of things have kidneys in
it. Sure.
You go to sections here in the supermarket, you got big sections of rice cakes and rice and everything, you know, it's like the whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so have a high question. See you next week.
All right, looking forward. Okay. Enjoy. So when are you coming back? When are you leaving to America?
So we're coming back on. We're leaving Thursday evening.
Thursday. All right. So you have a whole week there still.
Yeah.
All right.
So can you give me one quick nakuda on what you talked about?
We spoke about Oz Yashir. We spoke about Shvi Shel Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach. One of the things you spoke about is that in the Beis Hamikdash, you don't dwell on Kriyas Yam Suf at the Lil Seder. The Lil Seder, the only chilek that you dwell upon, I'll tell you a different word, just in a very short nakuda, is the chilek between Moshe and Aaron. What is the chilek between Moshe? Moshe took the Jews out of Egypt.
Right.
Aaron, he took Egypt out of the Jews.
Yeah, when I hear that. Yeah,
So that's really the chilek between the first day Pesach and Shvi Shel Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach, the avoda is Klal Yisrael, Moshe took the Jews out of Egypt. Kriyas Yam Suf was where Hashem took Egypt out of the Jews.
I think you spoke about this once.
Yeah, and the raya is Miriam, she's called, Miriam is Achois Aaron. Why is she called? So Rashi, everyone knows the Rashi. Rashi says Hatoif Aram because she was a Neviah and she showed prophecy before Moshe was born, when only there was an Aram, there was a Moshe. But Al Derech Drush, when she sang Shira, she's called Achois Aram because it's defining for you what the Shira is. The Shira is not a Shira of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a Shira of Mitzrayim being taken out of the Jews. Miriam, when she leads Shira, it's Achois Aaron. Aaron's avoda was to take the Mitzrayim out of the Jew. And that's what Kriyas Yamsov gave the Jews. It's the first time the Jews had their own confidence. When Yitzias Mitzrayim was just, they were released from prison. But they still live with a slave mentality.
With a mentality, the Mitzrayim mentality.
When they had Kriyas Yam Suf, they sang Shira, they innovated. Oz Yashir Moshe, Ashira La Hashem. I will sing. All of a sudden, the word I. You know, we complain, Obama, and every time he makes a speech, the number of times he says the word I is like off the charts. They compare his speeches to any other president in the world. And like the number of times that he says the word I is just mind-boggling. It's a Freudian slip of his arrogance. To go, why do you have to put the word I into your speech? Jews.